Welcome to the Public Speakers Association. This is our Change Your World virtual summit with Ms. Norma Hollis. I'm so excited to hear her presentation today. Every time I'm just amazed and learn something new. So Norma, why don't you go ahead and just take it from here?
Thank you, Tanya. I appreciate the opportunity to be on your virtual summit, and I want you to know I intend on being on every single one of them, because I have lots of information that I want to share with people. And my information is all around the idea of authenticity and cashing in on your authentic voice. You will always hear me talk about something about authenticity and your authentic voice. And I love that Tanya mentioned that whenever I speak, she learns something new, because I do make a point of attempting to teach something new every time I speak. And one of the things that I try to do is give you new perspectives, new ways of looking at things, looking at the world, looking at yourself. And as I talk about cash in on your authentic voice, my intent is to give you various ways to look at authentic voice. Those of you who were at the conference or may have heard me on one of Tanya's other virtual summits may have heard me talk about this before, but I'm going to give you a different view today. I want to continue to take you deeper and deeper and deeper, so that you are more knowledgeable of who you are, because my belief is that that's going to make you a better speaker. So through the self, through the deep knowledge of self, I believe that's how you become a better speaker. The more you know yourself, the more you can read your audience, the more you can connect with them, the more you can engage with them, build rapport, and all in all, be a memorable speaker that audiences will want to come back. This will also give you greater confidence, clarity, confirmation, and the courage to step out there and be yourself, no matter who yourself is. So let's start by talking about, when you talk about cash in on your authentic voice, the foundation of that is authentic voice. So let's talk for a little bit about what is authentic voice, so we can have a meeting of the minds in that area. So authentic voice is the essence of who you are. It's the essence of your spirit, the essence of what lives within you. You know, what's so interesting is that in our society, we don't even have a way that we groom and develop the essence of someone. Schools develop the mind and develop the memory, and churches develop religious education and the philosophies, and the doctors, the body, and the psychologists, the brain. But the essence of who a child is, of who you are, is not really the focus of conversation or of study. Well, to me, that's what the authentic voice is. It's the essence of who you are. It's also your spirit. It's what lives within you. It's your purpose. It's the voice that's knocking from within, trying to get out. For those of you who are speakers who speak from a calling, from an I have to speak angle, that's that authentic voice speaking from the inside, your assignment, the message that you were born to share. And I talk about each one of those at different times to talk about authentic voice, but my angle today is a little bit different. And you may not have heard me talk from this angle before, but I want you to consider that your authentic voice is also your joy spot. It is the spot and the source and the foundation of your joy. It is what makes you want to get up every day. It's what keeps you going. It's what keeps you encouraged, even when things around you may be going bad. It is your joy spot. Now, before I talk about the joy spot and how it relates to authentic voice and cashing in on that authentic voice, let me give you a little bit of background about how I came to these conclusions. It's my belief that those of us who are speakers have such a foundation in our own life that our own life becomes the foundation of our speaking. And that's certainly the case with me as well, because my first part of my career was in the field of early childhood development, which I like to refer to as human development. That's what I got my degree in. I spent the first 20 years of my career directing early childhood programs, most notably Head Start. When I left Head Start in 1995, I was directing a very large organization in Los Angeles with maybe 250 employees, and it was clearly driving me crazy, but it gave me a real good chance to understand human nature from the preschool age all the way through the adults who were the employees. When I finished early childhood, I went into entrepreneur. What a transition from nonprofit, those are the nonprofit side of early childhood, the human development, I really care about humanity side, to step into the Speakers Bureau. I was the first African-American woman to open a bureau for African-Americans. And that's when I got to understand speakers and what happens to joyful children who turn into adults who may or may not be joyful. And I met so many speakers who wanted to be like somebody else. And when I had them speak, they would begin to speak and try to sound like someone else. And, of course, that never, ever worked. But it gave me a little bit more understanding about authenticity and about joy, because I had a chance to see speakers who were really, really good at what they did. They were making really good money. They were great on stage. They impacted their audience. They came from a place of joy. They came from a place of authenticity. They had that confidence. They had that self-confidence. They knew where they were going. They understood their message, and they shared it freely. And so I took those experiences, and then I started my own another company, which is strictly Authenticity Movement, Norma Thompson Hollis, Inc., and it's taking the concepts of authenticity that I've developed and applying them in multiple ways. I'll be talking about that in future summits that I do. I certify speakers and certify coaches who take authenticity and put it in the world in different ways. And so that's kind of the foundation that brings me to joy, because what I learned in doing this over the last 20, 30 years is that the speakers and the coaches and the people that I met and that I worked with who were the most successful and the most anxiety-free and the most calm were the ones who were authentic, who had stepped into their joy, who had recognized their authenticity, and were not at all afraid to be who they are. So cashing in on your authentic voice makes for joyful speaking, helps to make you a joyful speaker. It's the foundation of your stage presence. You may have seen speakers on stage who you could tell just were not quite fully comfortable, and it came across in different ways. They were a little shaky in their joy. When you're stepped and steeped in your joy, you're not shaky. You're very confident. Your authentic joy steps out. You may have seen speakers who say one thing and do another, and maybe you're not quite sure what's going on, but you recognize that something's kind of out of sync. These people are somewhat inauthentic. They're faking their joy. I don't know about you, but I've had occasions when I've had to speak about a topic that's to be joyful. I remember once it was October 31st, 2008, the day that I found out my mother had pancreatic cancer. And I had to speak the next day on November the 1st. So although on the inside I was feeling one way, on the outside I had to be another way. And people probably could see some inauthenticity. And so I just was honest and told them what was going on so that they would see that there's still joy. The source of maybe any grief that I had was still grounded in joy, because joy should be with you when you're on stage. Joy should be the foundation of what you're doing, because it should be grounded in the three E's. Let me talk about the three E's. The three E's will help you to find your joy spot. There are many ways to examine your joy spot, but the three E's that I'm going to talk about are not just to help you find your joy spot, but also to help you crystallize your message and gain more clarity on your message. One of the things that I really enjoy doing is pulling together authenticity with speaking, because my intent and my purpose is to help speakers step into who they are as a speaker, who they truly are, and step into it in such a way that they are very joyful in it, and therein is the three E's. So the three E's, I'll give you the first one, and it's the foundation, again, of what you're speaking and where your authentic voice comes from. Again, it comes from many different places. So here I'm giving you another viewpoint of how you can find your authentic voice and your joy spot. And that's, again, with the three E's. The first E is the E of experience. What has been your experience? What have you spent years doing? What makes your experience different than someone else's? What's the source of it? When you start looking at what your experiences are, you can get a lot of greater understanding about what you should be speaking about. Your experiences lead you to that. As I look at my life and in terms of experiences, I can think of experiences. One experience that I had when I was a child of age is I had this awful, awful ear infection that caused tremendous pain. I can't even tell you how much pain that I went through in the ages of 8 and 9. Well, that experience shaped my life in many ways. That experience is something that was a foundation for how I lived my life. It was a foundation for my way of thinking. It's a foundation for what I speak about. When I take the time and look back and evaluate my life and look at how those years of 8 and 9, how that experience that I went through, that traumatic pain, how that impacted decisions that I made, ways that I live my life, it helps me to see and understand why I speak about what I do and how it's still grounded in joy, because I was seeking joy as a child. I didn't have the joy of without the pain. I had the pain and in the absence of joy, but it still was related to joy. It's a foundation for my speaking. So all I have to do is examine that foundation and look at other experiences I've had since the age of 8 and 9, how those experiences have impacted me, how I feel about them, what I learned about them, and what I might want to share. When I think about my experience at age 8 and 9, I want to share things to parents who may have children who have traumatic experiences, because I look at things that my parents did or didn't do and how that affected me, and I can help other parents understand through that experience what that might mean. I've had other experiences. I've been divorced twice. I raised a niece, didn't have any children of my own, but these are my experiences. What are yours? What experiences have you had that you remember well, that are foundations for what you want to talk about now? You have a sense of what you want to speak about. Maybe you're very clear. Maybe you're uncertain. Then look at that first E, the E of experience, and look at how that is impacting and how that, first of all, how it's related to what you want to talk about now and how it has impacted that along the way and what other experiences might be similar to that that you've experienced that you have gone through that could be the foundation of your authentic voice. It's my belief that the experiences that we go through is part of our purpose on the planet, to prepare us and to groom us to speak about or to share whatever messages or to help people in ways in the experience that we have gone through. So take a look at that as the first E. Is that a foundation of your authentic voice? Examine it. The second E is the E of expertise. What expertise have you gained along the way? How is your expertise a foundation of your speaking, a foundation of your authenticity, a foundation of your joy? I mean, let's face it, when you become an expert at something, you kind of become a little authentic at it, right? You can't fake expertise. It is or it isn't. If you've done something for many years, you generally become an expert at it. I consider myself an expert at coaching. I was coaching people before I knew what coaching was. I was coaching people before I knew what to call it. I was so happy when I found out that there was actually a name and a profession around it. It brings me joy. I am an expert coach. I've been doing it all of my life. I've gotten very good at it. I know that I'm an expert. What do you know you're an expert at? And how does that impact you? How do you feel about your expertise? What job did you do when you worked in the corporate America or the nonprofit or however you spent your first part of your career, or maybe you're still doing it? What have you become an expert at? Is it something in your job? Is it something in your hobby? Some people become expert at singing. It may be a hobby. It may not be their job they do every day, but they still become an expert because they practice and they become very good at it. Some people become expert at sports, at golf, for example. People who love to play golf and go regularly, whether they may not play it professionally, but they become an expert. And all of these things are seats of foundations of your message and the source of your joy as a speaker. Look at what your expertise is, whether it comes from your work environment or your hobbies or habits, Another way to look at it is that if you are a speaker who's trying to make a difference, look at what expertise do you have that enables you to help change lives. When you want to help people, you're changing people's lives. How do you do that best? How can you define what you do in your expertise? And then the third area, the third E, is emotion. And by emotion, I am strictly talking about passion. What are you passionate about? Whatever you speak about should be something that evokes passion within you. People don't want someone on stage who is passive. They want people on stage who are passionate. Now, passion has two different sides to it. It could be passion that gives you great bliss. It's just joyful. I know when I talk about children's spirituality, I have a passion that people see come over me when I'm on stage, because I just love that topic, and I find it has great value for making an impact on the world, and I love sharing it. On the other hand, your passion could come from something that just pisses you off and makes you just really upset, and excuse my language, but that's where it could come from. And consider that. If it's something that really upsets you, that too is passion, and that is drive for what you want to talk about. You want to be able to let your drive come through on stage, whether it's something that angers you or whether it's something that delights you. That's a foundation, and that's a way to keep your audience engaged in who you are and what you are doing. Those are the three E's: experience, expertise, and passion. I'm sorry, emotion, which means passion. Experience, expertise, and emotion. But within all of these, passion should be woven into it. Your authentic voice is a seat of passion. It wouldn't be authentic to you if it were not passionate to you. When you find your passion, you are finding your authentic voice. When you look at that from a standpoint of what your message might be and how you might craft a speaking career around it, you've got some answers right there. You just need to massage them and work with them and find the seat of your joy. Find your joy spot. If you find some great emotion and passion that weaves itself through each your experiences, your expertise, and your emotion, then you have hit bingo jackpot. For me, that's authenticity. Authenticity hits with my experience. My experience with my ear caused me to become very authentic, caused me to connect with an inner voice, caused me to see the adults differently, the number of things to impact my view on the world. My expertise, my human development expertise, and the expertise that I've gained with speaking also is something that I'm very passionate about. I love helping people to find their message. I love helping people to change people's lives. I love to see how speakers make people's eyes open up and mouths get wide and wonder just and awe and amazement come on people's faces. And that's passionate for me, just watching people do that, doing it myself or watching others do it. And there's certainly emotion attached to all of this. That's the passion. That's when I'm clear that authenticity works for me. Authenticity weaves into my experience, weaves into my expertise, weaves into my emotion. It is my authentic voice. What is yours? Authenticity is the seat of my joy spot. When I talk about authenticity, people see me light up. What lights you up? What is your joy spot? The best speakers that I have met, that I have seen, are passionate and they are joyful. They may talk about serious topics, but they find a way to do it passionately and add some joy in it. Even if their joy is based on something that really upsets them deeply, they still find a way to keep humor and keep it light and to be authentic in the process. So, how do you become a passionate, joyful, authentic speaker? Well, one of the secrets is to integrate 9 aspects of yourself as part of your authenticity. You know, I'm known as America's leading authentic voice doctor. I've also been called Ms. Authenticity and I have a wonderful new title that you're going to be hearing coming up, because I love poetry and I have a very interesting view of the world and of authenticity. And I'll save that one for later. Maybe on the next call I'll share that with you. But it's one that I'm very, very excited about. But in all this process of connecting with myself and connecting with authenticity and connecting with joy, what I've uncovered, and this has taken me over 35 years of research and study, studying human development, studying how we are as adults, how we switch from our joyful childhood to adults who are very anxious, is I've uncovered the 9 energies of joy. These are the energies that help you to connect with your joy spot and help you to really connect with your authentic voice and to connect your message to your joy spot. So you know that every time you get on stage, you're going to hit it because you're coming from a place of joy. That's one of the great ways. You know, Tanya talked about my presentation, but it came from a place of complete authentic joy. People recognize that when they see it. Expertise, experience, and emotion. Weaving those into the 9 energies of joy. What I'm going to share with you as my gift today is the 9 energies of joy. I have an audio that I want to share with you. And it's a free gift for you. You can get it at joyenergies.com, JoyEnergies, joyenergies.com. And when you go there, you will download the audio, and this will help you to gain a basic understanding of 9 energies that live within all of us, that when you understand your strengths and your vulnerabilities in these 9 energies, you have a sense of knowing the strengths of where you can likely look at where your joy exists and build on that for developing your presentation as a speaker. And you can also look at the areas where you have some vulnerabilities, where you may want to strengthen those in order to become more balanced, to present a more balanced person while you're on stage. And the more balance you have, whatever balance might mean for you, doesn't always mean 50-50, but it means you find a way to discipline your life to make things happen for you. And when you do that, you also gain more joy and greater authenticity. So I encourage you to go to joyenergies.com and download the audio and put those 9 energies into practice. When you do, you will find you have growth opportunities. Generally, what we tell people is, as you listen to those 9 energies, find the one where you feel you have the least strength, where you are most vulnerable, and just tweak one thing in that area of your vulnerability and watch your life change. When you become more authentic, your life can make changes that are so delightful and yet so unexpected. But it's up to you to make the step to make that happen. So remember that the foundation of your speaking is steeped in joy. So step into your joy, even if it's the foundation of it might be an unpleasant experience. You can turn that around and make it more joyful, especially as you talk about it. Talking is healing. Talking brings joy. So I encourage you to return to joy. Go to joyenergies.com. And I want to leave you with a couple of quotes from people who have impacted all of us in one way or another. One from way historical, from Aristotle, who said, "Know thyself." And that was something, I don't know about you, but that was preached to my head a lot in my school years in terms of know thyself as part of humanities and American thought and literature and how important that is. And how long ago was that? And that takes us to present time, where Bob Proctor, who is a very well-known speaker, international speaker, and one of the grandfathers, if you will, of the speaking industry, who always talks about knowing yourself first is the first step to being a successful entrepreneur. And you all know who Oprah is. And Oprah says if she had known that being her authentic self would make her so wealthy, she would have done it a long time ago. So I ask you, what are you waiting for? Step into the 9 energies of joy, joyenergies.com, and get started on the path to connecting with your authentic joy, connecting with your authentic voice, and being the speaker you were assigned to be on this planet. I am Norma Thompson Hollis, Norma T. Hollis, America's leading authentic voice doctor, and I am available to assist you to step into your authentic voice. I have authenticity coaches and myself, and we're a great team of individuals who are committed to working with you. Go to joyenergies.com and let's go from there. Tanya, thank you so much for having me on your call today. I appreciate sharing information with your audience.
Oh, that was fantastic. I knew it would be. I knew I'd be blown away, and I loved every moment of it.
Well, thank you very much.